I violated a very, very important rule that I even teach to the tribe members and everything, which is make decisions based of gaining your freedom, not for any other reason. And so, and that's why we're so clear, and we have our vision statements, we have our whys, our goals, our, you know, must-haves. I violated some of my must-haves by taking on this position.
Are you ready to uncover your highest purpose, passion, and potential in life? Then you should know the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. Do you have a dream to get in better shape, heal relationships, or even create true financial freedom? Whatever it is, understand that the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. If you're ready to unlock your greatest potential, erase limiting beliefs, and be guided on the journey of creating your dream life, then you're in the right place. This is The Higher Self with your host, Danny Morrell.
Danny, can I ask a question?
You can.
Do you have any stress?
Fuck no. Why would I allow stress? This is heaven.
Okay. So there's nothing in your life that's bothering you. You're just at peace.
No, I'm more than at peace, brother. I'm in peace. I'm in love. I'm happy. I'm like...
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. Who's this,
brother? That's awesome. Eddie O'Broy.
Oh, Eddie. Eddie, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Are you looking in the camera?
Yeah, let me pull over.
No, just look at me.
I'm looking at you. Yes, I'm looking at you. Yeah.
Does my skin look like I have stress?
No, you look good, bro. I'm actually, you know what? It's funny. I'm just looking at you and I'm all about energy. I love energy, attracted to energy, and I just love watching you. Like, it's really powerful. So,
do you know why?
Absolutely. Why?
Do you know why? I'm telling you this because I love you, bro. I love you like a brother. Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because you see yourself. Because yeah, I'm no different than you. By the way, look at Liz, everybody. Look at Liz. Doesn't she look the same? Doesn't she look peaceful, happy, joyous, vibrant? There's a bunch of you that are there. I'm telling you right now, it's because you did the work. It's because you had the courage to do the work. Eddie, you're listening to me right now, brother? Eddie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Eddie, you know what you have to do, right?
I know. I'm working on it. Yep.
Don't. It's either you're working on it or you're doing on it. Yoda said there is no can't. There is either you do or you do not.
No, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Okay.
Because you do realize that when I did it, that's when everything started to change, right?
That's right.
And that's just about you being honest with yourself. You follow me, right?
Absolutely.
Are you guys getting this? So it's like everybody says, okay, I want to make more money. There's two ways to make more money. I want you to write them down. There's two ways to make more money. I'm not saying either is right or wrong. Way number one is the way of the world, is you go work for it and you go grind for it. Nothing wrong with that. You go look at 99.9% of the influencers today, they are living under that energy. Yes or no? Wave at me. Yes or no? Don't believe me? Look at their skin. The skin is an organism. The skin is a reflection of what's happening in the body. Look at the skin. Number two, you become it. You become it. You want more money? Become more money in your thoughts, in your vibration, in your food, in your, you follow me? So this stuff that helps you, affects your energy, your health, your vitality, your longevity. You know why I'm so passionate about this stuff? I had three people whom I love die of cancer. Three. My mother, my aunt, and my friend Tony Martinez. And I said, fuck this. I'm going to start telling people the truth. I'm going to start telling people the truth. It's just energy, people. It's energy. It's undealt with emotions. And it's you being in a state in your life where you know deep in your heart, you shouldn't be involved with a certain thing. And you just choose to be involved with it because you're scared. You're scared by design. The system was designed to keep you scared because as long as you're scared, you won't have courage. And as long as you have courage, you won't heal. And as long as you heal, you will not live in your highest self. It's by design. Number four, all of this affects your revenue and profitability. I look at Noah and Stacy. You see how happy they are? They're fucking happy. Every picture is like, and their babies are like that too. It's called happiness. It's called joy. It's called love. All of this affects your revenue and your profitability, guys. It affects your business. So if you have somebody on your team right now that you know, like you need to be able to know that you know that you know that everyone on your team is an A player. You don't hire B players or C players ever, ever. Listen to me. I don't give a shit if they're your daughter or your mijito or your tia Panchita. I don't give a fuck. They're going to cost you money and they're going to cost you time and energy, which is actually robbing you from them. You love them? Get rid of them and bring on an A player. I would like to introduce my friend, Jose Bonilla. And then I'm going to open up for some questions. Mr. Bonilla. How are you, my friend? What's
up? Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. How did this particular conversation resonate with you?
So it's funny. I've already kind of...
He wasn't expecting this, by the way.
I was not. But I will say this, because we had this that question about stress. I haven't felt stress since June 5th or 6th of 2020. I'll be completely like, and I know that sounds weird and crazy, but like, I'm the type of person now, obviously with what Danny, you've taught us, is that if that does even start coming, or if it starts coming in, just develop the game plan, just get clarity.
That's right.
That's exactly. And that's what we had to talk about this past week. I had to gain clarity because I took on too much.
Share what happened.
So I just took over an office for Keller Williams at the beginning of the year. And so I've been there now for about 6 months. And my whole thought process, which I violated a very, very important rule that I even teach to the tribe members and everything, which is make decisions based off gaining your freedom, not for any other reason. And so, and that's why we're so clear and we have our vision statements, we have our whys, our goals, our, you know, must-haves. I violated some of my must-haves by taking on this position. And so essentially I went from working less than 20 hours a week, earning seven figures, and then to now working over 60 hours a week for a six-figure position, which sounds great, but I can make multiple six figures investing that time back into my team. And this is something like I knew going up front and got some clarity on. It was an ego move is what it was. It was like, well, let's see what I can do with this. And my whole like game plan going into this is like, okay, I've done it with the team with real estate. I can do it with this office, develop the systems, you know, streamline it and so forth. And I still know that I can do that if I really wanted to.
Of course.
It's just why, what for? Like, and I know I can do it. It'll just take me some more time and I can get it done and so forth and hire to it. But what's the point? And that's the realization that I had to come to this past weekend.
Yeah. Part of the journey though, right?
I was going to say, I don't regret it at all because it's like exactly what I needed to, like, I understand how real estate works and on a much deeper level, which I know I can utilize going forward in different businesses. So it's perfect. It was perfect. Yeah.
Awesome. So Jose reached out to me and I had a little conversation with him and I helped shed some light on a situation. That's why I wanted to bring this up. Because the violation of that rule that you had, Jose, allowed things in that really should not have ever come in, basically, you know?
Yeah.
And it was that stay with the clarity, brother. Stay with the clarity, you know?
Yeah, it's cool because over the weekend, I just basically worked on my exit strategy. I've got it planned out because, you know, I made commitment to people to a certain degree.
Sure.
I want to make sure to leave on a good note. But with that said, fired and hired the right people on the team. And now, I mean, I feel like everything's perfect. So,
Beautiful.
A friendly reminder that as you hear and listen to these incredible stories of transformation in our podcasts, what's drawing you and what's connecting to your heart and making you feel what you feel when you hear them is your future self. Because what you're actually listening to is your story. It's your story of transformation. After all, we're all one. So anything that someone else experiences resonates with you because you probably have experienced it as well. A breakthrough that someone else experiences is probably resonating with you because it's the breakthrough that you're ready to have yourself. All you need is a little bit of guidance and a little bit of courage to accept the guidance. And so we want to invite you to visit our website on morelglobal.com and click on the button that says help me with, and you'll see how we can help you in either your business development or your personal development.